Whose idea were nuclear weapons anyway? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The UN Security Council agrees on one thing. North Korea testing a new long-range missile, very bad. Britain says so.
The United Kingdom condemns.
Japan says so.
Japan will never accept a nuclear arm.
And of course, North South Korea says so.
The DPRK must renounce its nuclear brinkmanship.
What's tougher to agree on is what to do next. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley gave this warning.
There are countries that are allowing trade with North Korea in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Such countries would also like to continue their trade arrangements with the United States. That's not going to happen.
Russia and China quickly guessed she meant them. But they argue that cutting off trade to North Korea will only hurt innocent civilians. And instead, they've proposed a deal where North Korea voluntarily freezes its nuclear program and in return, says the Russian ambassador,
the U.S. should refrain from conducting full-scale joint training exercises.
But that's not how we roll.
The U.S. and South Korea responded to the latest test with some missile launches of their own.
And Ambassador Haley again insisted China and Russia must support tougher sanctions.
And if you choose not to, we will go our own path. To sit there and oppose sanctions means you're holding the hands of Kim Jong-un.
The Russian ambassador was not shamed.
Sanctions will not resolve the issue. Thank you very much.
It's like a Twitter war, except with missiles. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.